Thank you, Phil. We will start with stories about buses, trains and Wensum Lodge. It was suggested this week that the cost to Norfolk County Council of free bus passes was completely unsustainable. It was observed that bus passes were more important than bypasses, but at the same time fears were expressed that Norwich would become a backwater if the NDR Western Link is not built. Changes are likely at Norwich Railway Station, with the ticket office becoming a customer information centre. Exactly what this means remains to be clarified, but there was good news about new discounts on Greater Anglia train fares. The proposal to close Wensum Lodge, just down the road from Chatterbox headquarters, continues to be controversial. Here is Phil to start with the bus pass news.
Fears have been raised that authorities like Norfolk County Council are having to pick up the bill to fund the completely unsustainable free bus pass scheme. The County Council spends £12 million each year to reimburse bus operators for journeys made by older and disabled people who use the pass, entitling them to free off-peak travel. Local government chiefs said the funding Whitehall gives councils to meet those costs is not covering what authorities are paying. Norfolk County Council said it was unable to determine whether there is a shortfall because the money it gets from the government is part of a bigger package of cash rather than specifically to cover those costs. But the Local Government Association, LGA, calculates total payments by councils to bus companies was £452 million, higher than the sum they got from government to reimburse them. The LGA say it means councils are spending less on other services such as free peak travel, community transport services, reduced fares and school transport. In Norfolk, just under 5.2 million journeys were made using concessionary bus passes in 2022 to 2023. The council says since the COVID-19 pandemic, concessionary bus pass holders have been the lowest to return to buses, and the authority has been trying to encourage them back on. Levels are now back up to around 70% of pre-pandemic levels. Graham Plant, the council's Conservative cabinet member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "I agree that it is vital the scheme is properly funded, but more importantly, I believe the concessionary travel scheme is extremely important for both our residents and for the continuing of bus services. Being a rural county, our bus services are a key part of keeping residents independent and able to get around."
Frustrated council leaders have warned Norfolk will become a backwater unless the government gives the green light for the controversial Western Link Road. Norfolk County Council leader Kay Mason-Billig said Norwich will be left behind as the wait goes on for a government decision on the £251 million scheme. The delay in Whitehall backing the business case for the 3.9-mile road and agreeing to bankroll 85% of the cost has led critics, including Labour and Green groups, at County Hall to claim the road is doomed. Mrs Mason-Billig warned, "Norwich will be left behind if we do not do it. I cannot think of another major city like us which doesn't have an outer ring road. I know this is a sensitive place to build a road, but we are doing the absolute best we can. We know we can deliver this project in an environmentally sensitive way." The road would connect the A1067 Fakenham Road to the A47. Graham Plant, the council's cabinet member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said the new road would ease rat running in villages and bring an economic boost. He said, "The negatives we're hearing from opponents are minute compared to the benefits it will bring."
Jobs at Norwich train station could be under threat as part of changes to rail services across the country. Plans to close almost every railway station ticket office across England were officially announced yesterday. Train company representative, the Rail Delivery Group, made the announcement as passenger numbers nationwide stand at the lowest since 2002, and revenue lies 30% below pre-COVID levels. Greater Anglia has confirmed that Norwich's ticket office will become a customer information centre. A company spokesman said this will see minor alterations to opening hours in Norwich but the centre will offer a full range of products and provide help with more complex transactions. There will also be no change to the hours that staff are available, with an employee presence throughout the day. However, the company has declined to comment on whether the shake-up will result in any job cuts. The Rail, Maritime and Transport Union, which has been engaged in strike action on the railways as part of a bitter dispute over jobs, pay and conditions, said hundreds of redundancy notices are being issued to ticket office staff. It's understood that a consultation process with affected staff has begun, and operators hope to avoid compulsory redundancies.
Greater Anglia has extended its duo ticket scheme, and passengers can now get cheaper day return tickets on more rural journeys. When two adults travel together on Greater Anglia's duo ticket, available at weekends and on bank holidays only, the second passenger receives 50% off their fare. Two people must travel together out and return on the same journey, and children can travel with any ticket holder for £2 each. Among the new discounted routes are between... Among the new discounted routes are between Norwich and Great Yarmouth or Lowestoft, and between Ipswich and Felixstowe or Lowestoft. Duo tickets were previously only available on Greater Anglia's routes between London and Cambridge and between London and Manningtree or Harwich. Martin Moran, Greater Anglia's Commercial and Customer Services Director, said, "We hope passengers take advantage of the duo tickets in Norfolk and Suffolk and enjoy exploring all our region has to offer. Duo tickets are available to buy online or at ticket machines."
Campaigners have pledged they will not give up the fight for Norwich Wensum Lodge after council leaders agreed to close it and potentially sell it off. The Conservative-controlled cabinet at Norfolk County Council has agreed to cease adult learning services at the King Street building, saying it's no longer fit for purpose. Councillors also agreed to declare the building surplus to the council's requirements, paving the way for it to be sold. But campaigners have pledged to fight for the building's future, which comes just a few years after the authority was talking about a £20 million revamp of the centre. However, the county council says the world has moved on since then. They say the centre, which has focused on adult learning courses since the 1960s, is no longer the appropriate place to base them. Margaret Dewsbury, the council's cabinet member for communities and partnerships, said, "It is now obvious it no longer provides the sort of accessibility of courses needed, and it's time to move out altogether." She said courses would be run at other venues and online. Brian Watkin, leader of the Liberal Democrat group at the council, said, "The Conservatives can expect growing public anger and backlash. The Tories are kidding themselves if they believe smaller facilities can cater for growing future demand. Some Wensum Lodge courses will continue to the end of this year, but the council will shut the building early next year."